Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Did you ever think that we would be here in 2018 where we spend so much time on the internet? I remember when the internet first came around. It was a very exciting invention, right? You could talk to people. I remember being in chat rooms talking with girls in line and telling them I was a 17-year-old model with green eyes.
Those weren't girls, Dave. Those were old men.
I know that now. Didn't know that at the time.
They had
Catfish was not a show yet on MTV.
But the internet's awesome, right? I mean, we spend a lot of time on the internet, and it also provides us with a whole lot of entertainment. And there's a lot of people that bicker on the internet, but when you can just put that aside and go, you know what? I'm going to focus on funny memes or fail videos. Like, that's the stuff that makes the internet great.
Just ridiculous stuff that you cannot believe happened. And somehow somebody had the wherewithal to put it all on video, and they share it with us, and they really make the world a better place.
One of the games that we play here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show is called Cover Your Ears, where people will do cover songs, and even though they don't do a great job performing them maybe by our standards, it was still their best take, and they put it on the internet. And that's a game that we play every week here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. But highlighting why the internet is awesome this week is this marvelous cover of Three Doors Down, Kryptonite.
After all, I knew I'd have to be something to do with you. Really don't mind what happens between them. As long as you'll be my friend at the end. And if I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you see that holding my hand? Keep you by my side with my Superman, my Kryptonite.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Woo. I mean, not even mad at that young man. I don't know what was going on in the background. Sounded like
but
maybe.
But it's hard doing.
Do you think it was by choice? He was like, I'm going a cappella on this one.
It's hard doing a cappella.
Yeah, right.
So. Well, Dave, over the next few days, Three Doors Down, they are touring the southwest part of the United States.
Nice.
Okay,
so,
all right.
You know, if you're feeling like you're, you want to
hear that song
get some
live?
More of that, they're on tour with Collective Soul.
My God.
You could see them.
I think that tour just came through Las Vegas.
I think it did as well. Yeah. But you could see them in just a couple days down in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay, so, road trip.
That's right.
So college football is back, and when people win, they get excited. Uh-huh. When they win games that they're not supposed to win, they get really excited, and that's what happened in Kentucky. They beat Florida, and they weren't supposed to win that game. In fact, they haven't beat Florida in years.
Since before Sylvia was alive.
Right.
Oof.
And, of course, the answer when you win a game that you're not supposed to win against a rival in your division, what do?
Let's go flip a Volvo!
Yeah, let's light some stuff on fire on our own property!
Destroy our own stuff because we're so excited.
They started flipping over cars, and the reaction of this guy is just great.
Sounds horrible right here.
Yeah, it sounds like a shark
tornado.
Attack.
Yeah. Who knows what's going on? That guy right there makes all of that worthwhile.
Flipping it once, cool. Flipping it twice.
They flipped it again! They flipped it again!
I just love the genuine just excitement in that man's
it
voice.
It blew his mind.
I can't believe he flipped a car twice!
Oh my, I've never seen anything like this before!
This is nutty!
Two times! They flipped it, now it's back on its wheels!
I have one more for you, and this is the guy that was in the car with his wife, and she was giving birth. Now, the internet's not too impressed by this guy, because she's giving birth, he's driving her to the hospital, filming it while it's all happening. Mm-hmm. The other kids are in the back seat, but what's great about this clip is that he captures the entire thing on tape. And I don't know how you don't upload this if you capture this video.
Oh,
you sort of have to. It's your duty.
But he's so calm, too.
Well, for the most part. Yeah, he was trying to hold it together because she was, as you'll hear at the beginning of this clip, in a rather significant amount of pain.
In the dad's eye, this is like the fifth kid that's coming around.
Whatever.
He doesn't care. But the interesting thing about this is that the woman, while she's screaming, sounds a lot like an ambulance.
She sure does. Here we go.
Can you wait like 2 minutes?
Hold on.
She's coming out. Just still like that. Hold on, wait. Hold on.
had the baby. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, it's right.
The thing that I am most disappointed in this whole video, not because the dad didn't seem to give a damn and like, hey, can you hold this down for a couple minutes, is the fact that nobody in that car yelled out, "World Star!"
I may date myself with this reference, but do you remember Harry and the Hendersons?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if she just put her head out the window, do you think the cars would have gotten out of the way?
Yes.